the Spider-Man.
I am unwanted.
We have a job to do.
Do you have the papers?
I learned this the hard way, a long, long time ago.
What could go wrong?
I'm a driver.
That's that.
I don't do nothing for no one for nothing.
So what happens now?
This is Mommy's very special work trip.
One more thing.
Yeah?
It's very nice.
You think so? Or are you just saying that?
I really like it.
The movie news.
I got the bullets.
With Garrett Daly.
Afternoon, Garrett. How are you?
Afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Where are we starting this afternoon?
Okay, so it's all Star Wars at the moment.
Indeed.
Star Wars celebration going on and the talk about episode 9.
Nobody's
and
excited
trailers.
About it, really.
Yeah,
no,
there's
no.
More tomorrow, The Mandalorian as well. But we're going to talk musicals.
Well, that'll make me happy.
Yes. Yeah. So a prequel to the iconic 1978 John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John film, Grease.
A prequel.
Is
interesting.
In yes, Summer Loving is the working title at
That'll
the moment.
Work.
So, of course, we remember the original musical dealing with the romance between Danny and Sandy. Well, the prequel is going to deal with the summer fling they had before meeting up again at high school, details of which come out in the song Summer Nights.
Mm.
So John August is going to pen the script. John August. August was behind the likes of Big Fish and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Wonder who did the songs.
Yeah, well, there you go. August penned also the live action Aladdin.
Which is on its way.
That is on its way as well. And Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark adaptation that's opening later in the year as well. So Summer Loving.
That could work. That could work. Interesting to see what casting will
yeah.
be attached to that one. Now, meanwhile, one of the finest actors, Tom Hanks, and director Paul Greengrass are coming together again. They were together before on Captain Phillips, right?
Captain Phillips,
which was really good.
Scene at the end of Captain Phillips where he had the shock at his
Amazing.
And Tom Hanks. It was just one of
he
those
was super
moments
in it.
Where he was just terrific
yeah.
in it. And Greengrass has this particular style, doesn't he, of this sort of handheld. It's quite shaky in
yeah.
terms of following the action as it happens for real. So he's in talks at the moment for a project called News of the World. Now, he's in talks with Tom Hanks because he's serving as a producer on the film, but he's also going to star in it as well. It's set in the aftermath of the Civil War. And the story tells of a widowed newsreader who travels across Texas announcing the news of the times. He sets out to deliver a young orphan girl whose parents were killed by Native American tribe, who then raised her as their own to her family in San Antonio. And the pair travels 400 miles through dangerous terrain, slowly developing a bond that will be tested when he has to give her up to abusive relatives.
Wow.
So sounds like a tough project, but they are
news
a good
of the world,
duo
okay.
working together.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That sounds good. Now, Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc., a great series of animation films. John Goodman and Billy Crystal, just fantastic in it as
really
Sully
good.
And Mike Wachowski.
Yes.
So they're going to reprise their roles as Sully and Mike in Monsters at Work. It's a new animated Monsters, Inc. spin-off being produced for the Disney Plus streaming service, which will debut in 2020.
So this will be a series?
It's going to be a series,
okay.
yeah. So talk about getting big names for a series that they're
yeah.
going to do. So
nobody else could do it, though, right?
Yeah, exactly. No, they just couldn't. The story picks up 6 months after the original movie, with the power plant at the centre now harvesting the laughter of children to fuel the city, of course. And the narrative follows a character called Tyler, an eager and talented mechanic on the Monsters, Inc. facilities team who dreams of working on the laugh floor alongside Mike and Sully.
Brilliant.
Look, Disney are pulling out all the stops, really, for their streaming service, and that's a good one to bring in the kids because they just love Monsters, Inc. And
yeah.
I think a few adults do too.
I think so too. Now, Stephen King, we often talk about him. We had Pet Sematary last week. What's he up to now?
Yeah, that's doing really well at the box office. So Lizzie's Story is a 2006 horror romance best-selling novel. And Apple, staying with the streaming service, have handed out an 8-episode straight-to-series order for an event series adaptation of that best-selling novel. So the deeply personal thriller follows Lizzie 2 years after the death of her husband. The story explores a series of events that causes her to begin facing amazing realities about her husband that she had repressed and forgotten. Oscar winner Julianne Moore will star in the series. And in a sort of rare move, Stephen King himself will pen all episodes of the drama.
Wow, gosh.
And in addition, J.J. Abrams is going to executive produce How Does He Find the Time through his Bad Robot production company. So Apple apparently won the project following a multi-outlet bidding war, and a high-profile director has now been sought for the series. So
that's a good team
go.
Already
it
in
is,
there, right?
Isn't it?
Wow. News of a sequel?
Yeah, so do you remember back in 99, there was a British cult classic called Human Traffic?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it did quite well. Anyway, the original film's writer and director, Justin Kerrigan, made the announcement over the last weekend at the 20th anniversary celebration for the first film, which followed five friends who spend one lost weekend in a sort of mix of music, love and club culture, that they're going to do a sequel. So titled Human Traffic, The Revolution, the story will reportedly be set in Cardiff and Ibiza. Danny Dyer, Sean Parks, Nicola Reynolds and more of the original cast are set to reprise their roles, though no mention was made of the lead star, John Sim. So Kerrigan did say, when he was talking about it, he said, we're doing Human Traffic 2. It's about one race, the human race, and a reaction to Brexit. So no release date has been yet set for the film.
Okay, some Irish casting news concerning a James Joyce tale.
Yeah, so the project's called James and Lucia. So it stars Aidan Gillen and Michael Gambon. And the drama tells of Joyce's final years in Zurich and Paris as he struggles with the loss of his eyesight and fights to save his daughter Lucia from madness. So in the roles here, you've got Gambon is set to play the role of a professor who performs several operations on the famous Irish author. And Aidan Gillen, I think, has been attached to this project since 2007. So a good bit of the shooting is going to take place in Dublin and as well in Brussels through the co-production that's set up for it. One of the Irish companies behind it is Graham Pictures, Michael Garland there. But the project's going to be written and directed by Robert Mullen.
Okay, now we've had a prequel, we've had a sequel, a possible another remake of the Thomas Crown Affair, really?
We are, yeah. Well, what this is interesting because I think it's sort of setting up, because you love the phrasing here. I mean, this is about Anthony and Joe Russo and their film label. So they're behind some of the Avengers movies and they're well regarded. And I suppose, you know, the sort of the showrunners that we have in television, I suppose in the film world, they're trying to get some people to oversee projects and probably bring a bit of authorship and certainly large guidance creatively to projects. And I love it that they've been set up as spiritual creative architects. Now, there's a business card if you have one. So that's what they're going to do. And one of the projects, this is with MGM.
Yeah.
And looking at the MGM library in terms of reviving them. So one of the projects set to get a remake is the Thomas Crown Affair. Michael B. Jordan is set to star and produce in it, while Matthew Michael Carnahan is penning the script.
I mean, it's been remade already with, actually, I played the soundtrack just last Saturday on the show, and it was very good, I thought, with our own Pierce Brosnan. And Rainer Rousseau.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I don't think anything is sort of safe in terms of revisiting and reimagining. I mean, they're also looking at a couple of other projects like The Pink Panther, Poltergeist, It's a Mad, Mad, Mad World, The Secret of Nymph. Yeah, they've got a lot
they're just
that
looking.
They're, yeah, they're just looking and they're sort of considering it.
Okay.
And their next project actually is Tom Holland starring in it. It's an adaptation of Nico Walker's novel Cherry. So we'll see how that spiritual creative architect thing works out for them.
Would you like to have that on your CV?
There you go.
We'll work on that one. What's filmmaker Brian De Palma up to?
So he's diving into a new TV series, a sort of Civil War era TV series. So he's attached to the new series titled Newton 1861. It's an adaptation of the recent series A French Village, which is about a village and its inhabitants during World War II. The new take moves the series to Kentucky during the Civil War, but will still tackle many of the same themes of the French series while sort of adding racial and political tensions of the era to the drama. Before he gets around to that, though, he is working on a new film based on the sort of Weinstein scandal titled Predator as well. So quite a notable filmmaker, as we know, De Palma.
All right. What trailer have you chosen for us?
So I've decided to avoid Star Wars because it doesn't need any extra promotion. And we're actually looking at a project that did really well, a film that did really well at the Sundance Film Festival, The Last Black Man in San Francisco.
This looks good, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. So check out the trailer. The plot is about the efforts of an African-American man to reclaim his childhood home, a Victorian house in the Fillmore district, which was built by his grandfather. It actually went on to win Best Directing and its special jury prize as well. So it's scheduled for release in the US in June by A24. So we'll probably get it sometime after that, or it might pop up actually at some of the festivals as well.
Very good. Meanwhile, hitting the big screen this weekend, well, we spoke to star of this, Jesse Buckley, on Movies and Musicals last week. Let's remind ourselves of the excellent Wild Rose.
£8 an hour. All it is.
Cleaning, aye.
Very good. Hey, what were you thinking?
Thinking? No. Wasn't thinking. I just got out. Don't you worry about me.
No, I wasn't. I was thinking about your kids.
I'm going to Nashville.
Well, you better mind your tad doesn't he go off when you're going through security.
First thing tomorrow, I'm going down the Opry. I'm going to get my job back and I'm going to work for it. There's nothing for me here. But see, there I can be honing my craft. I can be out gigging every night.
Honing your craft? Do you not think you've sacrificed enough for that fantasy? Have we all not sacrificed enough for that fantasy?
It's the only thing I'm good at.
Learn a trade, Rosalind. Go to
college.
You're
not listening.
Cut, hit, I don't care what you do. But do something.
I've got my talent and I'm going to use that.
Have you not been watching telly? Because I tell you something, there's no shortage of folk who can sing.
Yeah, the excellent Jesse Buckley and Julie Walters in that clip from Wild Rose. It's a goodie, that's for sure.
We have a few more to mention as well. There is Don't Go, David Gleeson directing this one about a married couple, a writer turned teacher who mourned the death of their young daughter following a tragic accident. Also released is a story inspired by the Kerry Babies case. Out of Innocence tells of the case which rocked the nation and the repercussions to this day, really. Fiona Shaw starring.
Yeah, Fiona Shaw. Really good in it. It's an important reminder of a fairly horrific event, that's for sure.
There is a couple for the kids as well. Wonder Park is out. This is a animated story. It tells the story of a magnificent amusement park where the imagination of the wildly creative girl named June come alive. And then also Little, which is kind of like a similar story that we've seen before. A 13-year-old version of a character wakes up in their adult self in a penthouse just before they go to do a do-or-die presentation. I think we've seen that before.
Okay.
But anyway, it's called Little.
Okay, what TV movie are you recommending?
It's Interstellar, starring Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway, Michael Caine. Set in the future, Earth's been devastated by an environmental catastrophe and will soon become incapable of supporting human life. So who do you call? A former astronaut is recruited to carry out a desperate mission, piloting the last remaining spacecraft through a wormhole in search of another planet that humanity can find a new home on. So it's on tonight at 9:10 on RT2.
That's great. Thanks a million, Garrett.
Thank you.